Now, that there were reports, Elisa, that came out today that the NSA not only knew about Heartbleed, but manipulated it. Al Jazeera reached out and the NSA denied those reports. Do you think it's possible that the NSA knew about this?
Well, here's the question. You know, for 2 years, this security flaw went undetected. Yeah. I think the real question is we don't know who was aware of this vulnerability. We don't know what they did with it. And the tricky thing with this flaw is that it doesn't leave breadcrumbs. You know, in the past, when you have had these data security breaches, you've been able to look back and say, aha, here's where it happened. Here's the data that was affected. Right. Here's how we can affect it. Here's how we can identify it. With this one, it does not leave a trail, at least not one that we're aware of yet. And so that's really the problem. We don't know if NSA was looking at this. We don't know if others were looking at that data and using it. And so that's really, I think, what has alarmed most consumers is not knowing whether their data was affected.
Okay, you know what? What's bugging me right now, and I'm trying to figure out, well, I'm going to ask you a question. Could this affect the U.S. military, the U.S. defense apparatus in the country?
Well, so this was one encryption tool, and the good news that we know so far is that this wasn't an encryption tool that was used for companies that handle highly sensitive data, right? That there were other much more secure, not only encryption tools, but layers of encryption. Because that's the key with data security. You're not just relying on one gate. You're relying on multiple levels of that. So I think, you know, it remains to be seen. At this point, it doesn't seem like it's going to hit at that defense level. It's going to hit at the financial institutions, but certainly nobody should be complacent at this point. Everybody is just, you know, running to see, does it affect our companies, our layers of security in any way?
Elisa, that was good. I got you on techno. I'm hiring now. Elisa, terrific. Yeah, that was a good conversation. She is a privacy, data, and security expert.